here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 12th of September, 2009. It's the birthday of the publisher Alfred A. Knopf, born in New York City in 1892, went to college to become a lawyer, but he decided to devote his life to literature. At a time when the publishing world was a kind of gentleman's club and Knopf didn't really fit in because he was Jewish, he went to work at Doubleday and then founded his own house, Alfred A. Knopf. He thought that people might be more likely to read good books if the books were beautiful to look at. He was the first publisher to use brightly colored book jackets and beautiful type and high-quality paper. He didn't have enough money to publish big-name American authors, so he published European ones, Thomas Mann and Franz Kafka and Albert Camus. He set out to republish all of Joseph Conrad's books, and he went to visit the writer H.L. Mencken. He knew Mencken was a fan of Conrad's, and then he went on to publish many of H.L. Mencken's books. And today is also the birthday of H.L. Mencken, born in Baltimore in 1880. H.L. Mencken, who said the capacity of human beings to bore one another seems to be vastly greater than that of any other animals. He also said, no matter how much a woman loved a man, it would still give her a glow to see him commit suicide for her. And it was on this day in 1846, Elizabeth Barrett and Robert Browning got married at the Marylebone Parish Church in London. She was 39. She was an invalid. She needed morphine to ease her pain. She never married. She was a famous poet. Robert Browning was too, 6 years younger than she. And he'd started the courtship by writing her a fan letter. He wrote her in January 1845, I love your verses with all my heart, dear Miss Barrett. The fresh, strange music, the affluent language, the exquisite pathos, and true, new, brave thought. She wrote him a thank you note and also asked him to give her a few words of criticism. And so the courtship started and continued in secret for a year and a half. Her father had forbade her to marry. And then on this day, 1846, their clandestine wedding in London, Robert Browning sent her a letter. He wrote, words can never tell you how perfectly dear you are to me. I look back, and in every one point, every word and gesture, every letter, every silence, you have been entirely perfect to me. I would not change one word, one look. All during their courtship, Elizabeth Barrett was writing sonnets for Robert Browning, and on this day, the day they were married in 1846, she gave him the sonnets as a wedding gift when they went off for their honeymoon to Italy. The sonnets were published in 1850 and included this sonnet by Elizabeth Barrett. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach. When feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need, by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with the love I seemed to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. The sonnet, How Do I Love Thee? By Elizabeth Barrett. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.